Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carlos and OKC.
Cities across the country are adopting rapid transit policies, resulting in several types of rail technology.
From streetcars to commuter rails to light rails and intercity rail, there are many ways to get people around on train-based transportation.
Oklahoma City has a streetcar funded through MAPS-3 sales tax, and an intercity rail between Tulsa and Oklahoma City is in the works as well.
There's been a great deal of debate around the Oklahoma City modern streetcar and whether it's a good investment of MAPS funding.
So, first off, what is a streetcar anyway, and why is it any different than light rail systems?
Streetcars are typically found in downtown areas and serve to shuttle people from one location of the downtown to another. A light rail system may serve this function as well, but will include stops outside of the downtown area to allow people to commute from further outlying regions.
The MAC system in Portland, BART system in San Francisco, and the DART system in Dallas are all examples of light rail that bring people to the heart of these major cities.
Another difference is that light rail systems usually have separated right-of-way from other modes of vehicular traffic, while streetcars will share existing traffic lanes with cars, buses, and cyclists.
Oklahoma City is getting a modern streetcar at the price of nearly $130 million, which is scheduled to begin service in 2017.
Atlanta, Tucson, Washington, D.C., and New Orleans are just some of the other cities that are also in the process of getting new streetcar systems.
Some argue that the cost doesn't justify the demand for a system with limited range, or that as a public transportation system, it fails to serve a segment of the population that would benefit the most from an expanded system.
Though these arguments are well-founded, the streetcar system is less of a public transit system and more of a tourism/economic development tool.
Many of the MAPS-3 projects have been oriented to benefit the downtown and riverfront areas, as these locations are ones that are intended to be shared by all people of the public.
The timing of the streetcar also couldn't be much better. The districts that would be connected along the system are all seeing periods of positive investment and revitalization.
Automobile Alley, Bricktown, the Downtown Business District, Film Row, the Transit Center, and Midtown will all be along the proposed streetcar route.
Thus far, improvements to these districts have happened somewhat independently of each other, but when we add a streetcar that connects all of these areas, people will be able to move from district to district without needing to drive.
Parking won't be nearly as big of a constraint on these districts, as people won't need to drive around looking for parking more than once an evening when visiting downtown.
Residences that are able to take advantage of the streetcar will likely be in demand, and with that will come the demand for domestic businesses. The area could really use a grocery store or two to fill in some of the gaps.
The streetcar system that is estimated to be completed in 2017 could be the catalyst needed to truly revitalize the downtown area of Oklahoma City. Thanks for listening. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. What does it take to live without a car in Oklahoma City? We're trying to find out. You can follow all of our adventures at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.